إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Once again I welcome all of you. We continue reading from الأجوبة المفيدة على عن أسئلة المناهج الجديدة. The beneficial answers on questions on innovated methodologies and ideologies of our noble شيخ العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. Once again, just to remind you of this book, Book of Manhaj, العقيدة as well, that the Shaykh has been asked for years, throughout the years, and he given answers to questions about deviant groups and deviant people, who they call to Islam, and they don't restrict themselves to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor to the understanding of the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim. And also these actions, practice of certain Muslims, who they do certain things, even though some of the things that some Muslims they do are famous. But then when you look at them under the scale of the deen of Allah, upon the Qur'an, the text from the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and that which the companion they were upon, you find even though that these actions are so famous among so many Muslims, but they are not from Islam. So it's not, it doesn't matter who does it, and how many people, but what matters when it comes to the deen of Allah, he has to be legislated for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his book, in the sunnah of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon the understanding, it's very important, upon the understanding of the best of the people who have understood Islam, and that is the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whoever followed them upon that good, from a tabi'een, their students, and those who are their students, until our time, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, this question just came and I didn't plan for this question of to be at this time of the book or in the class. Remember, because we talked about the Khawarij in the weekend. So now here is the question. هل تجوز العمليات الانتحارية وهل هناك شروط لصحة هذا العمل? A person asks, a Muslim, he wants to know. And that's the importance of asking questions, good questions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran and command us actually, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. When it comes to the deen of Allah, you go to the ulama. You don't turn to one another, hey, what we should do. We don't look at a statement of some ignorant person on Twitter or on YouTube just because they have 2 million plus followers. Oh, he got to be right. SubhanAllah, it's amazing. Some people, when it comes to the deen of Allah, the religion of Allah, they don't want to follow anybody. But when it comes to their health, they want to choose the best doctor. They're not going to come. Nobody come here and say, hey, listen, man, my mother, she's throwing up blood and she's very weak. And then the brothers, what should we do? And then he said, oh, it's easy. I can give her some, I don't know, Sprite, mix it with some milk. It's okay. Is he going to do it? He's not going to do it. They're not even going to try to ask anybody. They know. They know the channel, the proper channel. He's going to take her to a doctor, but to the best doctor. The same way. Your toothache, you're not going to come here and you're in pain and you're going to come to someone who don't know nothing about teeth. Those going to do you no good. You go to the dentist. Likewise, ya akhi, you got a leak, you go to the plumber. Your light doesn't work, no electricity in your house, where do you go? Electrician. And he wants the best. Now to the deen of Allah, just go to anybody, fawda. We don't respect. Some Muslims respect specialty in everywhere they go. They want even food. They want a food. They're not going to go to a mechanic shop and give me a sandwich. Like, we got nothing. We got mufflers in here. You got muffler shacks, you're in the wrong place. Likewise, people, they just want to take knowledge from anybody. No, you have to respect the ulama. And this is one of them, a great scholar of our time, Al-Allama Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala. So here is a question. Somebody wants to know, Ya Sheikh, are this amaliyat intihariya, the suicide bombers, those people who they kill themselves, they put explosives around them, and then they go to a bus, plane, a mall, doesn't matter where. And then, in the middle of a crowd, a big crowd, and then they kill themselves. Is this is permissible in Islam? And is there any conditions to make it valid in the deen? And remember, this person, he didn't come up with the question. This is something that is, what? It's happening. We hear many times people, that's what they do. Somebody explode himself in a bus, kill 75 or 17, and then in a building, and this, what they say about him? Shaheed. Now I want you to pay attention how the Shaykh began to answer this question. The question is clear, right? The Shaykh, he says, the first thing he says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. لماذا الانتحار؟ Look how the Shaykh began to answer this question. He says, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Why would one kill himself? SubhanAllah. Why would one kill himself? والله جل وعلا يقول ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. Sheikh, he mentioned the ayah in Surah An-Nisa. Two ayat, actually 29 and 30. We'll read to you the translation. At the end of the ayah 29, it says, Allah says, and do not kill yourselves, nor kill one another. Surely Allah is most merciful to you. And whoever commits that through aggression and injustice, we shall cast him into the fire, and that is easy for Allah. And that is easy for Allah. فَلَا يَجُدُ الْإِنسَانِ يَقْتُلَ نَفْسَهُ بَلْ يُحَافِدَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ غَيَةَ الْمُحَافَظَةِ. The Shaykh says, it's not permissible for a person to kill himself. It's not permissible in Islam. This person, he get tired of his life out. He's going to go to some cliff and Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. No, I ain't going to help him. I ain't going to help him. And then they leave a note. I'm going to miss you guys. See you up there. See you where? Who told you this action is right? No, ikhwan. It's not permissible for a person to kill himself. Rather, we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve ourselves, to take good care of ourselves. Oh, he's back. Okay. Hello, Mr. That's how you do it, huh? You go back, give him, you come back. Hello, Mr. Now, the Shaykh, he says, it is not permissible. Are you happy now? Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Not in the masjid, no. Teach him the adab. That's it. He can eat, but just no miss, okay? Jazakallah. So the Shaykh said, it's not permissible for a person to kill himself. Not permissible. Rather, we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take good care of ourselves. وَلَا يَمْنَعُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَنْ يُجَاهِدْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He says, but still, you take care of yourself, but yes. But it is recommended and legislated for us to participate in the jihad for the sake of Allah. The real jihad, not the jihad of the Khawarij now, the ISIS and Qaeda and Boko Haram, Shabab, Somalia, Kenya, and all of those guys. Those renegades and rebellious. Now, the real jihad behind the ruler and all that, okay? Muslim ruler, and with the condition that we read to you in the weekend. ثم قال الشيخ ولا يحكم لكل من قتل نفسه أو قتل بأنه شهيد. He said, Subhanallah. Keep in mind, not anyone who killed himself or was killed, that he's a shaheed, he's a martyr. He says, في عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعض الغزوات كان أحد الشجعان يقاتل في سبيل الله. فقام الناس يثنون عليه يقولون ما أبلى منا أحد مثل ما أبلى فلان. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو في النار فصعب ذلك على الصحابة. And the Sheikh gave an example from the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in his time when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was alive. In one of the ghazawat, one of the battles, and one of the brave men, he was fighting along with the companions and he was strong, brave. So the people who were around him, they're praising him, they giving him credits. He was strong. And they were saying, no one of us today achieve and accomplish what this man did and accomplish. But the Prophet ﷺ, he says, well, that man you're talking about, he's in the hellfire. He's still alive, the man. The man's still alive, he didn't die yet. The Prophet ﷺ said, well, this man you're praising, he's in a hellfire. That man who they're praising now, he's in a hellfire. Remember, he wasn't fighting with the kuffar. He was with the companions fighting the kuffar. The Prophet ﷺ said, he's in a hellfire. فصعب ذلك على الصحابة. It was difficult for the Sahaba to understand. كيف هذا الإنسان الذي يقاتل ولا يترك أحد من الكفار إلا تبعه وقتله يكون في النار. The Sahaba, they didn't understand. How could it be possible this man who was fighting, whenever he faced a kafir, he finished him, and he's in a hellfire? فتبعه رجل وراقبه. So one of the companions, he followed this man. He made it his way now. He wanted to see this man because the Prophet ﷺ doesn't speak out of his desires. So this companion now he wants to know what is the reason for this man to be in hellfire. So he followed him. And he watched him closely. وتتبعه بعد ما جرح. This man, he was wounded. He was wounded, this brave man. Brave man, get wounded. It's okay. It's not mean brave man, you're not going to be touched. No. So the Prophet ﷺ, he was wounded more than once. The Sahaba, they victorious, but they wounded. So this man was wounded. ثم في النهاية رآه وضع غمد السيف على الأرض ورفع ذبابته إلى أعلى ثم تحامل عليه وقتل نفسه. But what did this man do? What did he do? He went and take the blade, the sword, and put the handle on the ground, and the point of the blade, and he put it in his between his breasts, and put his weight down on it, and killed himself. فقال الصحابي صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That companion was watching him. He says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke the truth. قال الشيخ لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينطق عن الهوى. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم does not speak out of his desire. And the hadith, the Sheikh brought the ma'na, the Sheikh Fawzan, he brought the meaning of the hadith. But if you want the real text of the hadith, you will find it in Sahih al-Bukhari. In the hadith number 2742 and 3966.
لماذا دخل النار مع هذا العمل؟
The Sheikh said, Sheikh Salah Fawzin says, this man who was fighting, kuffar, and brave, and who was praised by the companion who saw him doing what he was doing, why did he enter the hellfire with this tremendous action he used to be doing? لماذا؟ لأنه قتل نفسه ولم يصبر. Because he killed himself and he couldn't be patient when you get wounded. He couldn't be patient. And he killed himself. قال فلا يجوز للإنسان أن يقتل نفسه. It is not permissible for a person to kill himself. Suicide is not the alternative. You're going through hardship, anxiety, depression. The cure is in Islam, in Iman, in applying the deen of Allah. Actually, we have a class today, a beautiful class for our sisters and our daughters. As we're reading from the book of Sheikh Abdul Nasser bin Saadi, Al-Wasa'il Mufida Lil-Hayat Sa'ida. The beneficial means that lead to a happy life. Beautiful. Today, actually, he was talking about the cure for anxiety and depression. It is not spending more money to some psychologist and even make it worse. Because now they have to worry, we're going to bring that $250 whenever they're going to go see him. More depression, more anxiety. They're going to take from the money of the rent. You see what I'm saying? No. The answer is in Islam. You believe in Allah, Qadar of Allah. Grieve, it ain't going to help you. To grieve on the past, it's not going to change anything. And anxiety comes from the future. People worry about the future, what's going to happen to me. You don't even know if you're going to see it tomorrow. So why you worry about next 3 years from now? You don't even know you're going to make it tomorrow. Because death is certain. Tomorrow is not. Alayin, this man, he killed himself. And the Sheikh says, it is not permissible for a person to kill himself. وَلَا يُقْدِمُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ فِيهِ قَتْلِ نَفْسِهِ. And also a person should not do anything that may lead him to death as well too. إلا إذا كان ذلك في حال الجهاد مع ولي أمر المسلمين وكانت المصلحة راجحة على مفسدة عليه نفسه القتل. Except if a person he is fighting for the jihad for the sake of Allah, not for dunya, for money, for fame, for overthrowing some government here or there. No, for the sake of Allah, so the deen of Allah be superior. So that the people will have access to this tawheed so they can save them from the hellfire and be from the people of Jannah inshaAllah by Allah's leave. Then at that case, if a person fighting behind an imam, meaning a Muslim ruler, and that Muslim ruler, after consulting with the people of knowledge and the people of experience and the people who knows in the politics and the like, okay, they look at the good and the bad. They don't just go ahead and let's fight, let's meet you. Oh, you meet what? Are you ready? Do you have the means to face the army, the opponent? Okay? Alayin. If there is a maslaha and benefit in a person, yes, may do that. In a footnote, the brother Abu Jamal bin Furayhan al-Harithi, Hafidah Allah, in a footnote he brought the statement of al-Imam al-Albani, al-Imam ibn Uthaymeen, Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahum Allah. قال المحدث الألباني رحمه الله العمليات الانتحارية في الزمن الحاضر الآن كلها غير مشروعة وكلها محرمة. الله أكبر. الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى, this is his statement, one of the great scholars of our time رحمه الله, he died some 15 years ago. He says these suicide bombers and people strapped and stopped and killing themselves in our time now, all of them are not legislated. And all of them are forbidden and haram. قال وقد تكون من الأنواع الذي يخلد صاحبها في النار. He says, and it may be from those things that lead a person to be from the dwellers in the hellfire, والعياذ بالله. أما أن تكون عمليات الانتحار قرب يتقرب بها إلى الله, هذه العمليات الانتحارية ليست إسلامية إطلاقا. He says, as for some people, they says, no, this is one of the best things that get you closer to Allah. He says, actually, this suicide bombings and killing oneself has nothing to do with Islam, period. I'm not from Islam. There was a statement of this great Shaykh, Al-Imam, Al-Allama, Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala. وقال العلامة الشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله أما ما يفعله بعض الناس من الانتحار بحيث يحمل آلات متفجرة ويتقدم بها إلى الكفار ثم يفجرها إذا كان بينهم فإن هذا من قتل النفس والعياذ بالله. انظر الفتاوى المهمة في تفسير الأمة. As for the statement of this great شيخ العلامة أبي عبد الله محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله, he says, as for what some of the people they do by killing themselves, committing suicide, by them strapping among around themselves or carrying some instruments that explode when they get in contact with the kuffar, and then once they are in the midst of the kuffar and the like, they pull the trigger and they explode themselves and along with that around them, he said this is considered from killing oneself, وَلَيَّدُ بِاللَّهِ. And also the ulama, they says, if he does it around others and he killed others, that now he's facing two things. He killed himself and killed innocent people. وَلَيَّدُ بِاللَّهِ. That's worse. You didn't have the mafhum, inshallah. No. And as we mentioned to you, the statement of our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Ali ibn Nasir Faqihi, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ, when he was asked about this, and he said, it's amazing how some youth, they fall into this trick. Because they told them once, you strap yourself with this explosive, go to this bus, or bus station, or a mall, whatever it is, any place, a mosque sometimes, وَلَيَّدُ بِاللَّهِ, and then just put the trigger. You're going to die and kill others maybe, and then you find yourself in a paradise. Agreed by 70 beautiful women or 70,000, I don't know what they say. He says, now the Shaykh, subhanAllah, if that's... Because somebody tell that young man, here, this is what you're going to do, alright? Come here, sit with him, this is how you're going to do it, alright? Make sure, alright? Huh? The Shaykh said, if that young man has the slightest of intelligence, he will say to that man who's giving him instruction, why you stay here? You don't want to be in Jannah? If it's so true, why are you giving me? Why are you putting me before you? Huh? I'll go to the Jannah, but he's going to stay hiding in the cave, looking for scorpions and... Yeah, Allah al-Musta'an. We finish with that question. Now we're going to go to another question. طيب. The next question: هل القيام بالاغتيالات وعمل التفجيرات في المنشآت الحكومية في بلاد الكفار ضرورة وعمل جهادي؟ Very good question. Assassination, you know that, right? And blowing up official buildings in the land of kufr, in the non-Muslim lands. Is this a necessity, and is it also from jihad? Because some people, they courted it. They're like, hey, I'm going to go, if you can, go to this office, post office in the kuffar, kill yourself and kill whatever you can. Can we do this, we as the Muslims? We're going to know the answer. قال الشيخ الاغتيالات والتخريب أمر لا يجوز. Assassination and blowing up buildings, it is not from the deen of Allah. It is not permissible. لأنه يجر على المسلمين شرا ويجر على المسلمين تقتيلا وتشريدا. And those who do this, they don't bring no benefit to Islam and the Muslims. They do that and they open the door and give the green light to the non-Muslims to retaliate. And the Shaykh Ubaid, he mentioned that. The Mashayikh, many Mashayikh mentioned this. But I remember now the statement of Shaykh Ubaid. Hafidhahullah, for years he was telling the people in Palestine, those ignorant, wicked people of Hamas, who they affiliate themselves with Ikhwan Muslimun. Naam. He says, you guys send in one person, he blow himself in some bus station. Sometimes he be the only one who is killed. Sometimes he kill one or two from the Jews. What Israel, the Jews, what they do? Do they send one guy with explosive too? And send him to Palestine, to Gaza? No, no, they send tanks, planes, missiles, and kill thousands. And who knows after the killing and all the terror and the fear. That's Allah salam wa rafiya. But these are ignorant people. Well, who knows? Maybe they don't for purpose. Allah alam. قال التخريب والاغتيالات فإنها تجر على المسلمين شراء. قال إنما المشروع مع الكفار الجهاد في سبيل الله ومقابلتهم في المعارك إذا كان عند المسلمين استطاعة يجهزون الجيوش ويغزون الكفار ويقاتلهم كما فعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, actually, no assassinations, no blowing up of buildings in the lands of Kufr, and also in the lands of Islam. Just because people are non-Muslim, you go kill them. No, it's not from the deen of Allah. The killing takes place in fight. Huh? In the fight, when the Muslims are able to face their enemy, so they prepare for that. And they fight behind a ruler, not everybody going. So this individual insurgencies and all this is not from Islam. What these ISIS are doing, and the Khawarij, the Qaeda, and the Boko Haram, and Shabab in Somalia, and Kenya, and Nusra, and all those who are affiliated with them, the Taliban in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and all those, that's not from Islam. But rather fighting the enemy is behind a ruler. If the ruler says, look, we are ready, we have the enough manpower, we have the artillery, we have the weapons, we have the all what we need, let's go to it. And for the sake of Allah, not for other means, it is not permissible for someone to start calling for jihad from Twitter, from his Twitter account. Let's say in 2 months we're going to do this, or you do this, you in this area go blow up this building, you blow up this bus. This is not from Islam. Okay? And if you know somebody doing this, huh? If you know someone sending these Twitters or emails or whatever, inciting especially the youth to engage in any of these despicable acts, then you report that person to the authorities. You report them to the authorities so they can take care of them. Because they are, what they're doing, and especially they're doing it in the name of Islam. Yes, Allah salam wa alaikum. قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما كان في مكة قبل الهجرة كان مأمورا بكف اليد. Says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was in Mecca, he was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to fight or engage in any battle with the kuffar. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse 77, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Have you not seen those who were told to hold back their hands from fighting and perform the prayers and give zakat? You see? They were ordered. 77 in Surah An-Nisa. They are ordered by Allah not to fight. Now you find these people, they just do these things, and they are ordered by Allah not to do anything except behind the ruler. Now they go against the ruler, that's one thing, that's bad. They go, they renegade, Khawarij, and do these actions, Allah musta'an. Allah salam alayhi. قال الشيخ كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مأمورا بكف اليد عن قتال الكفار. لأن المسلمين ما عندهم استطاعة في قتال الكفار ولو قتلوا أحدا من الكفار لقتلهم الكفار من آخرهم واستأصلوهم من آخرهم لأنهم أقوى المسلمين وهم تحت وطأتهم وشوكتهم. So at that time, at the beginning of Islam, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his few companions compared to the numbers of the kuffar that still kuffar at that time, they didn't have no ability to fight and engage in a battle with the kuffar. If they assassinate one or kill one of them, then subhanAllah, it's the kuffar, they will retaliate and maybe kill everybody. Because they were more stronger at that time. قال مثل ما تشاهدون الآن وتسمعون الاغتيالات والتفجيرات ليست من أمور الدعوة ولا من الجهاد في سبيل الله. He said, and exactly what you see these days and you hear these days, oh, they assassinate somebody, they blow up a building, they hijack and blow up a plane, a bus, a mall. So this is not from the da'wah for the sake of Allah, and this is not from the deen of Allah, this is not from jihad. This is not from the jihad for the sake of Allah. هذا يجلب على المسلمين شرًا كما هو حاصل اليوم. He said, rather he brings nothing but evil to the Muslims, as it is the reality these days, he says. فلما هاجر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصبح عنده جيش وعنده أنصار حينئذ أمر بجهاد الكفار. So when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم migrated to Medina, and he was strong, and he has an army now, and he has helpers and supporters, then he was ordered by Allah سبحانه وتعالى to strive for the sake of Allah. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة رضي الله عنهم يوم أن كانوا في مكة هل كانوا يخربون ممتلكات الكفار ويقتلونهم؟ Then the Sheikh asked a rhetoric question. He says, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions, when they were still in Mecca, when they were in Mecca, did they destroy any properties of the kuffar? Were they destroy anything? Or did they assassinate anyone? No. هل كانوا يخربون أموال الكفار في مكة؟ أبدا كانوا منهيين عن ذلك. Were the صحابة رضوان الله عليهم did they engage in any actions like this, destroying the any wealth of the kuffar? He says, period, none of that happened. Why? Because they were forbidden from that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah number 77 in Surah An-Nisa, they were forbidden from fighting. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مأمور بالدعوة والبلاغ أما النزال والقتال فهذا إنما كان في المدينة لما صار للإسلام دولة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم at that time in Mecca, he was ordered to convey the message and be patient. Convey, call the people to Tawheed, call them to Islam. Whoever accepts is good for him. Whoever doesn't accept, alhamdulillah. هداية التوفيق is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the fighting and the expeditions and the battles, all that he was ordered when he migrated to Medina, and he has a dawla. He has a body and a strong body of Muslims. هذه الاغتيالات من الفتن والمصائب. In the footnote, it says, this assassinations is from trials and from calamities. وهذه إنما نشأت من الجهل. الإسلام لم يأتي بالاغتيالات. And this is from jahl, from ignorance. Those who are ignorant of the deen of Allah. Islam doesn't command or order for this assassination and the like. جاء للدعوة إلى الحق. إلى الله وتبين الحق وتحذير الناس. He says, Islam orders that the people to be called to Allah, to worship one God, Allah. He's a true God that deserves to be worshipped. To make clear the haqq to the people. To warn the people against the punishment of Allah. أما أن يعتقد أن هذا كافر فيجب أن أقتله. هذه أمور إنما يرتكبها أناس قصر علمهم وقلت معرفتهم وضعف فقههم في دين الله. فعجزوا عن الدعوة إلى الله تعالى فاتخذوا تلك الوسائل لتنفيذ أمورهم وأعمالهم. وهذه إنما هي خدمة لغيرهم ولتحقيق أهداف غيرهم. And this is from the statement of the Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh, the Mufti now, حفظه الله. He says, as for what certain people they believe that whenever he get in contact with a kafir, he has to kill him, and he thinks like he has to kill this kafir, this unbeliever. He said, this is not from Islam, and these are actions that, if they are taken place, is by those who don't have no knowledge. They have no knowledge of the deen of Allah. They have no understanding. They're weak. The understanding of the deen of Allah is so weak. So that's why they have no knowledge, no sound understanding. So they're not fit for da'wah. They cannot convey the da'wah in a proper way. So, since they don't have the means, the proper means, what they do, they invent their own. These actions, these despicable actions, that actually serve the enemies of Islam. Just if anybody wants to do anything, then they just wait for these ignorant people to do something bad, and they open the door for them. They open the door for them. Nas'Allah al-Salama wal-Afiyah. So as we learn, Yahwan, these actions, even though don't be misled by what it's said by some of the people who are in our days, they may be famous. Famous just because, subhanAllah, because we live in a time when the sunnah is ghariba. Many people, they don't know the sunnah, they don't act upon it. Many people are laymen. There are many people, they are just Muslims by affiliation. They have no clue what Islam is and what Islam isn't. Then when they just look at blood and somebody give them a nice clip, I look what they're doing for our brothers in here. Look what they did for our brothers in here. Look what they did for our women in here. And then they say, oh, that's why we have to do something. To do what? Do it your way? You come up with the solution? Solution is in the deen of Allah. The solution is in the deen of Allah. Not we come up with solutions. We are commanded and ordered to adhere and to follow. As for these ignorant people, subhanAllah, if you listen to them, يَأْتُونَكَ بِالْغَرَائِبُ الْعَجَائِبُ. And I'm going to share with you something that I heard today from Sheikh Muhammad Sa'id Raslan. Muhammad Sa'id Raslan, Hafidullah, in Egypt. He mentioned something amazing. Inshallah, I will share with you after the Adhan, inshallah. Naam, ya akhwa. Knowledge should be taken from the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, wal Jama'ah, al ulama al Rabbaniyun. Not taken from anyone just because they were famous, or he speaks here or there and he has followers on YouTube, or he's on this channel, Qanawat Fada'iyah. And tell you, I'm sharing with you something I heard today from a clip from our noble Sheikh, Dr. Muhammad Sa'id Raslan. And he's from Egypt, Hafidahullah. He says, من أغرب الغرائب الذي لم يسمع مثلها من قبل قال ولعلكم أيضا أن رجل قال لو كان الغناء حرام لما سمى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بنته أم كلثوم. يا الله تعالى أن تفهم هذه. لو كان الغناء حرام لما سمى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بنته أم كلثوم. The brothers who not only you understand Arabic, but you have to be from certain area, especially in Egypt. You will know the statement of it. I have to break it down. Do you know that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has a daughter, right? Name what? Ummu Kulthum. Ummu Kulthum. Nah. Those are his daughters. But in Egypt, there was this famous woman, singer. She used to sing. That's Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This woman, fatanat kathir min al-nas. Kanu yisammuha mada? Ma'budat al-gamahir. The one that is worshipped by the people. That's what her name. She was so famous that when she sang, forget about. No salat, nothing. No, she's singing. Umm Kulthum singing, hey, forget about anything. People give up their jobs, their responsibilities, forget about it. She was so famous, this woman. That's Allah salam. She died. Allahu a'lam, if she repent, that's between her and between her Lord. But this singer, right? Her name was Kulthum. Now here is this da'i, this wicked da'i these days. He gives talks about Islam and channels and stuff. He says, he was talking, making the point that singing is not haram. What is his proof? He says, if singing was haram, the Prophet ﷺ would not name his daughter Kulthum. Yes, Karim. Ajib. Somebody like this, you take knowledge from? So Allah salam al-afiyah. It's serious, ya akhwan. Wallahi, it's very serious. Knowledge is to be taken from the ulama. Not anybody who's become famous. Amr Khalid now is from the ulama. Yes, because he's famous on... Yeah, subhanAllah. You need to know the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah. عندنا علماء في هذا العصر الحاضر. العلماء الكبار عندك الشيخ بن باز. شيخ الألباني, شيخ العثيمين, شيخ مقبل رحمه الله, أحمد شاكر from Egypt who died رحمه الله before them. عندك المشايخ who are still alive, عندك شيخ الفوزان, شيخ اللحيدان, شيخ ربيع, شيخ عبد المحسن, شيخ عبيد, شيخ محمد بن هادي. And then these ones, they know other mashayikh that they can tell you. These are the mashayikh for the sunnah. They have their students. Not anybody who got famous. SubhanAllah. He's a alim, he's a mufti. Even Yusuf Estes is a scholar now. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. He's a big sheikh. In dalal. Nas'al Allah salam alayhi. It's very important, ya akhwan, to adhere to the ulama, to know who are the scholars. The same way you want to know who's the best doctor in the area, than anybody who put on some white gown and you want to learn who is this guy. You want the best doctor, the best mechanic, the best teacher, the best this and that. كذلك يا الإخوة علينا لا بد من هذا. الإنسان يتعرف عن العلماء, من هم العلماء في عصره, فيقتدي بهم, ما يستمع لكل ناعق, كل من اشتهر وكل من هب ودب واشتهر في الإنترنت وعلى الفضائيات نعده من العلماء. والله هذا هو الهلاك. It is very important whenever somebody become famous, he's one of the scholars, we take knowledge from them. We have to take the knowledge from the ulama, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to turn to them. أسأل الله لي ولكم التوفيق والسداد وأن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والثبات على السنة والإخلاص في القول والعمل, وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.